Shiny turned away from me, and I heard him positioning the table in front of the door. This was to delay the guards, who would enter as soon as they heard Shiny break the window. Every second would matter once we began. There was a quick grunt from him and a metallic groan as he worked the loose leg off his cot. As quietly as he could, he moved the broken cot in front of the door, too. Then we went to the window. I could still feel sunlight on my skin, but it was weak, cooling. Soon it would be gone. "I don't know how long it will take for the magic to come," he said. "Or whether it will come at all." He did not say, but I knew he thought it. I was thinking it myself. "So I'll fall for a while," I said. "It's a long way down. Fear alone has killed mortals in moments of danger." The anger I'd felt since Madding's death had never gone away, just quieted. It rose in me again as I smiled. "Then I won't be afraid." He hesitated a moment more, but finally lifted the cot leg. The first blow spider-webbed the window. It was also so loud, echoing in the partially emptied room, that almost immediately I heard men's voices through the door, raised in alarm. Someone fiddled with the lock, rattling keys. Shiny drew back and heaved the cot leg forward again, grunting with effort as he did so. I felt the wind of the legs passing, a truly mighty blow. It finished the window, knocking out several large pieces. A startlingly cold wind blew into the room, plastering my smock to my skin and making me shiver. The guards had gotten the door partially open, but were impeded by the table and cot. They were shouting at us, shouting for aid, trying to jostle the furniture out of the way. Shiny tossed aside the cot leg and kicked out as much of the glass as he could. Then he took my hands and guided them forward. I felt the cloth of his smock removed to cover the jagged edges along the bottom sill. "Try to push out away from the tree as you jump," he said, as if he told women how to leap to their deaths all the time. I nodded and leaned over the drop, trying to figure out how best to push off. As I did so, a breeze wafted up from below, lifting a few stray strands of my hair. For an instant, my resolve faltered. I am only human, after all, or mortal, if not human. Deliberately, I summoned the image of Madding as he gazed at me in that last moment. He had known he was dying, known that I was the cause. But there had been no hatred or disgust in his expression. He still loved me. My fear faded. I moved back away from the window. Shiny said over the guard's shouts, urgently, "Ori, you must shut up," I whispered, and took a running dive through the opening, spreading my arms as I flew into the open air. Roaring wind became the only sound I could hear. My clothes flapped around me, stinging my skin. My hair, which someone had tied back into a puff in an effort to control it, broke the tie and clouded loose behind me. Above me, I was falling, but it did not feel like falling. I floated, buoyed on an ocean of air. There was no sense of danger, no stress, no fear. I relaxed into it, wishing it would last. A hand swatted at my leg, jarring me out of bliss. I turned onto my back, lazy, graceful. Was that Shiny? I could not see him. My plan had failed then, and we would both die when we struck the ground. He would come back to life. I would not. I reached up, offering my hands to him. He caught them this time, fumbling once, then drawing me close and wrapping his arms around me. I relaxed against his warm solidity, lulled by the rushing wind. Good. I would not die alone. Because my ear was against his chest, I felt him stiffen and heard his harsh gasp. His heart thudded hard once, against my cheek, then light. By the three, so bright! All around me. I shut my eyes and still saw Shiny's form blazing before me, thinning the darkness of my vision. I could feel it against my skin, like the pressure of sunbeams. We streaked toward the earth like things I had imagined but would never see with my own eyes, like a comet, like a falling star. Our descent slowed. The wind's roar grew softer, gentler. Something had reversed gravity's pull. Were we flying now? Floating. How far had we fallen? How much farther to go? How long before the sun was gone and... Shiny cried out. His light vanished, snuffed all at once, and with it went the force that had kept us afloat. We fell again, helpless now, with nothing left to stop us. I felt no fear. But Shiny was doing something, twisting, panting with effort, or perhaps the aftermath of his magic. I felt us turn in the air, and then we hit the ground.